G'day trendsetters, welcome to episode 48 of the Cycle Smooth podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you'd love to support the show, it's so easy. All you got to do is come up with a question and then stop what you're doing. Grab your phone, jump in front of your computer and type in cyclesmooth.com, and up on the homepage there it says submit your questions. Click on that bad boy and submit your questions. And what happens is it comes through to my phone, and I get the through to my phone and I have a look at it and it says, ooh, you know, come read something in the form of questions from Cycle Smooth, and I get super excited, and then I, you know, sideswipe and move on with the rest of my day, and then eventually I get in front of my laptop and do the questions and stuff. But for that moment of time, I get super excited by your questions. But anyway, today's question, let me just bring it up, comes from Zach. I recently got a... Oh, hang on, let me move it across. You think I'd be a little bit more prepared. I've just spoke myself up a little here. I recently got a job that doesn't have parking, and I was thinking that this could be a good excuse to start cycling to work, but I live quite away. Any advice on starting to look at long distance cycling? Also, I am out of shape. It's a pretty cool question, and you're in a very cool position because you're going to get in shape, and you've got an opportunity to become ridiculously fast on the bike and by putting in crazy miles than your average person isn't putting in. So I had an athlete I was coaching a couple of years ago who lived 75 kilometers from work, and he would cycle in and he would cycle home. But the problem is he was a triathlete, so trying to, you know, add in his swims and his runs became quite difficult because he was cycling 150 k's, you know, most days. There are crazy miles. But what happened was he eventually got rid of triathlons because it was just ridiculously hard for him, but he became a very good cyclist. He was just, and what we did was just started off with one day a week riding to and fro, and then eventually, you know, it would, let's say it was a Monday, and then week two would go Monday and Friday, and then, you know, we'd just slowly add it in. He also had a carpool that he could, you know, get his grubby little hands on, so if it was raining, he could just carpool in or carpool out, or there was always like a bit of a plan B. But he had no car, so, and his job was, you know, 75 k's away from home. But he eventually, over time, he not only was able to get the miles in, which to cycle in and home for, 4 to 5 days a week, but we started adding intensity, we started adding low cadence work, we started adding, you know, just we started adding all sorts of good stuff. And he would mostly, towards the end, he'd mostly have just cycle in the through the week and have weekends off, and or do strength work. You may do some core work or something over the weekends and stuff. But he became a ridiculously good cyclist, and unfortunately, he got another job closer to home, and I haven't coached him in a while, and I think he's turned into more of a runner these days. But he looked like he was going to become a very, very dangerous rider. It, you know, could easily ride A grade with it. And didn't do it really when I was coaching him, but he should have dived, you know, head first into cycling, into proper, you know, cat races. But anyway, so the first thing you got to do is just try and get that volume in, and try and get your body used to adding those volume in. So I'd be looking at, you know, planning your nutrition around. So let's say you're not eating healthy, and you didn't write that. This is my assumption. I would be planning on eating that crap food. Either just, let's say you're a chocolateaholic, you'd be right to have that chocolate bar just before that ride, or straight after that ride, for instance. Or, you know, so you can, I guess eating healthy is probably not the biggest goal at this second. Well, I guess you didn't write that. You said you're out of shape. I'm just doing the math, just assuming too much. But I'd be just purely focused on putting the volume in right at this moment. Just not worrying too much about pace, effort, you know, speed, power or anything. Just put the miles in. If you got a heart rate monitor and a Garmin and stuff, I'd be, you know, maybe train to heart rate. If you want, just keep your heart rate low and just put those miles in. Put a good aerobic miles in. Eventually, till you can build up as many weeks as you, many days in the weeks that you have to work, riding to and from work. And then from there, you can just start playing with it. So I'd probably be adding more of the speed work. Once you start adding speed work, I'd be adding more of the speed work toward, you know, in the beginning part of the week before you add all those extra big miles in. But yeah, it's good. I personally cycle into work occasionally. I used to do it a lot more than what I do now. Especially when before my kids went to school, I would cycle into work a lot because that was my main available training hours. And I live 35 k's from work, and it's a hilly ride. So you'd see these big bounces of fitness in looking at the data. Those weeks that I'd spend more time riding to and from work. But yeah, I don't do it anywhere near as much now because the kids are at school and I've got more available training hours. But yeah, the secret would be is get the volume in. Through the volume, you get your recovery in, and then you can start adding intensity. So just start off one day a week, say Monday, and then either do a Thursday or a Friday. And try and find the safest route to work. The safest is sometimes the longest. So, and that's fine. Yeah, more miles. People, you know, you're in a new unique position. So yeah, do a bit, try and build it up to riding in every day over, let's say an 8 to 12 week period. Just don't force it. Just let your body tell you, and don't let your head tell you. Let your body tell you. Just put those miles in. Those days where it's freezing cold or it's pouring of rain, well, you've got to say to yourself, well, now I've got to go out. Get super excited about those miserable days, because you get out there, you can get through anything, and then you become that so more mentally tougher. And then after about 3 months of coming to and from work, building those miles up, then you can start adding some intensity, some strength work into it, just start playing around with it, start, you know, timing yourself on certain days, and yeah, it's all good stuff. And then you can start looking at races if you want to start racing on weekends too, because you've got all these miles. There's nothing worse than someone who puts in all these miles and is ridiculously fit, and you know they're going to cane a race, and they just never race because they're just not interested. You think, oh man, I'd just love some of that speed and some of that fitness and some of those miles. But that's all good stuff. And if you can, you will know this as you're getting on. You start seeing certain riders heading your way or people leaving at the same time, you might be able to attract other people, so you can start riding, or you can talk to your local bike shop and see if there is groups heading out your way on certain days, and then you can jump into that group. And that's like a beach holiday when you're riding in a group, and you don't need to, you know, take that wind, and often faster. So you over time you will get faster, you'll get leaner, you'll get fitter, you'll get more streamlined in your approach, you know, just having all the right things laid out, and just what might take, you know, an hour and a half now, in 3 months' time, you could get that down to an hour, for instance. And I'm not talking about purely speed. You're just, right, I'm getting more confident here. I know I can go around this corner quicker, or if I take this one instead of going up that road, there's no traffic lights, or, you know, you just become a little bit more streamlined, everything's more familiar. But just stay safe. And always have your rear light and front light flashing, especially to and from work when most cars are out, because cars are looking for other cars. They're not looking for cyclists. So I'm not one to say, oh, you got to wear orange or got to wear yellow and, you know, stand out like dog balls. But at least have your rear light flashing, a rear chargeable light flashing away, and a front light flashing away too. Make me feel better, because I want a question coming from you in 3 months' time. to tell us how you're going along. If you guys have any other questions, it's nice and simple. Jump on through to cyclesmove.com up on the homepage, submit your question. Until next episode. Don't forget the cycling challenge. Jump on through to the website, cyclesmove.com, up on the homepage there it says cycle challenge. The cycle challenge starts from the 1st of June. Until next episode. Hooroo.